Talking with Mercer County Sheriff Dave Staley, spending his final couple of days in office. Kind of first up, reflect on your four-year term as Mercer County Sheriff, and what would you like to tell the voters and constituents, and what are you most proud of during your 4 years in office?
Jim, there's a lot of things to say. I don't know that we have enough time as far as what I'm proud of. I can't believe that 4 years is up already. We've accomplished a lot. I'm very proud of the fact that I was at or under budget all 4 years. I'm very proud of the Mercer County Triad, the senior citizens programs that I have started. I'm proud of the work that my deputies have done in fighting the meth problem in Mercer County. I know we didn't get it fixed in 4 years, but we never quit trying.
And I assume, too, you have to be pleased with the status of the revenue stream within the Mercer County Jail addition by, you know, the U.S. Marshal Service. I know it was intermittent inmate traffic from Cook County, but then you reached an agreement with Warren County, also some Henderson County inmates. And I know it was something that you didn't necessarily say, hey, I want a jail addition, but it was something that basically you had to deal with based on a county board decision. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like you're exactly right. I inherited that jail, not something I necessarily would have ever decided to do, but that didn't matter. We took it by the horns, and we tried to keep as many people, as many paying customers in it as we could. I believe we did a pretty good job of that, and some things came out up in the campaign that, you know, people didn't think that the jail was necessarily profitable. Well, I don't know that it was necessarily profitable, but when you're bringing in $800,000, $900,000, $1 million a year in a revenue stream, that's $1 million a year that doesn't have to come out of the county's general fund. So it helped. Doesn't matter whether it was profitable. It was still a good thing, and I'm glad we were able to do that and save the taxpayers some money over the four-year period.
Your last official day on the job, did you tell me off the air, is it Friday or what day it is? And then just tell me what you plan to do, I guess, going forward right now, if you've made any decisions.
My last official work day will be Friday. I am technically sheriff until Sheriff-elect Terrell is sworn in Monday morning sometime. But my last official work day will be this coming Friday. As far as what I'm going to do in the future, I am going to retire from law enforcement. I've had a good career. I've had almost 20 years of serving the citizens of this county in some way or another with the sheriff's office. The last 4 years, I think, being my proudest as leading the sheriff's office, and that's a bunch of fine people to lead. Couldn't possibly be more prouder of the employees for what they accomplish on a daily basis. Had some people call me and say, hey, what are you doing December the 1st? And my answer so far is I'm going to take a little time for myself, and then sometime after the 1st of the year, I'm going to get started job hunting. So don't know what I want to be when I grow up yet, I guess, but I am going to get started looking for some work.
And then just as far as the election results, I know as you follow them that Tuesday night in early November, have you kind of had time to digest or evaluate any of that, or I guess just your reaction from the vote that Tuesday night?
I was pretty surprised. I knew it was going to be a close election. I thought I would prevail and get the opportunity to serve for four more years, but that's not the way it turned out. I wish Sheriff-elect Terrell the very best. I have tried to do over the last couple, 3 weeks, everything I could to make this a smooth transition. Definitely don't have any plans to walk out the door and leave him hanging. I've got him briefed on pretty much everything that I had in the works for the next 4 years. And it's just bittersweet. I didn't plan on losing, obviously, but it's the way it happened, and it's politics in the United States, and that's the way the system works. I can't really come up with a reason why I did lose, but there aren't reasons for such things, I don't think.
And then, just as we wrap up here, any final words to the people of Mercer County as you leave the office of sheriff this Friday?
Final words are thank you. I had a tremendous amount of support from people while I was in office. I've had a tremendous outpouring of support since the election. I wish everybody in this county the very, very best. I'm still a resident of this county, so anything that happens in there affects me also, and I just wish everybody the very best, and my most heartfelt thank yous go out to way too many people to possibly even start to name.
That is outgoing Mercer County Sheriff Dave Staley joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.